That's you too, and that's a beautiful day. And looking out of our window on the world across Lovetoft Harbour this morning, it's looking pretty nice down there. And I mean, the weather should be improving this time of year. And if it gets that little bit warmer, which it's supposed to do, then it's going to be absolutely great. It's fast approaching 10:45 here on East Point Radio. Mark Lindsay with the Monday Montage programme. And at this time on a Monday, we have a feature entitled
Anglia
in Focus,
where we invite folks from across the East Anglian region to join us live on the programme and to talk about various events which are going to be taking place across the East Anglian region. And of course, we've got a major event which is going to be taking place this year. It's on the 22nd and 23rd of June. It is indeed the very special, of course, First Light Festival in Lowestoft. And I'm hoping now joining us on the line is going to be Genevieve Christie, who's the CEO of the said organisation. Good morning to you, Genevieve.
Good morning. Hello. Nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you once again, yes. And it's going to be a fantastic event from what I've been seeing through all the research I've been doing. Tell us a little bit about the festival in general terms and what's going to be happening this year.
Well, I hope lots of people already know that one of our sort of chief focuses is really shining a light on Lowestoft as the most easterly place in the country and creating a multi-arts beach festival. So yes, we'll be doing that again this year on beautiful South Beach, as you said, on the 22nd and 23rd, and it sort of hopefully has something for everybody. We have, you know, music and dance, visual art, we have science on the beach, we have lots of food and drink, and lots of things for people to watch, but also to take part in as well.
It sounds very good. Now, this is the fourth year, isn't it? The celebration of midsummer on the UK's most easterly beach, as you were saying. It's a fantastic event with so many things happening to appeal to so many people.
Yes, well, I really hope so. I think one of the key things about First Light Festival, it's a free access festival. So all of the things that are going on in the daytime are free. We have a few evening ticketed events as well. But I think the key thing is that it's for everybody. You know, it's a really great kind of weekend. And I hope it, you know, brings people into the town as it has done in the last few years. Can't believe it's our fourth year. Yeah.
It's absolutely a fantastic achievement. Now, the various venues, there's going to be the East Point Pavilion that's going to be involved. I know the Garden Stage, the Kensington Gardens, to name but a few. It really is there for everybody to get involved in, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It was great last year. We started kind of branching out. So, yes, we have music going on in the East Point Pavilion, which is further down the beach near South Pier. And yes, up on the Upper Esplanade is where we have the food and drink in Kensington Gardens, which are beautiful gardens, beautifully maintained by the Friends of Kensington Gardens. We have the Garden Stage, and that's a great kind of opportunity for local and regional musicians to play. It's been fantastic over the years. And then in the evening, we have events in other sort of partner venues. So the Seagull Theatre, you might know, we've got comedy there with the Chaparral called Sandy this year. We have our really popular silent disco in the East Point Pavilion, which this year is a deep sea get down, we're calling it. We have a kind of clubbing event in Mossy's Club, which is on that same sort of royal playing area. And we have jazz in the beautiful Norfolk and Suffolk Yacht Club as well.
There you
Other music in a church nearby as well, sorry.
Yes, that's right, St Peter and St John's Church, isn't it?
That's right, a fantastic church in Kirkley with wonderful acoustic, and that's a free sort of late night music opportunity with a really good and interesting mixture of sort of classical, ambient, electronic, vocal, instrumental. It's a sort of fairly new for us. We call it Moonlit Soundscapes, and it's a really nice place to go and sort of chill out and listen to some interesting music.
Now, something which I saw on the venue itinerary is well-being by the waves. What's all that about?
Well, that's our really popular kind of yoga and well-being area. And it takes place in a nice sort of open teepee-type tent. and we have 2 days of different yoga sessions, all sorts of different disciplines within it. And also we have a very nice zone, which is kind of more holistic. It's got meditation and sort of head massage and that kind of thing. Soul space. So it's a nice sort of part of the festival and really popular. I think people love doing yoga on the beach. It's a big thing in Lowestoft, and if you're coming to the festival and you haven't been before, you know, bring your yoga mat and get involved with that, because it's quite special doing it on the beach.
It certainly does sound it. And I mean, as you were saying earlier on, the First Light Festival's outdoor weekend programme is free, unticketed, and for all. There's absolutely something for everybody. And the areas which you're covering and which you've been telling us about, I think it's absolutely phenomenal that such an event can take place free of charge.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's the whole point of it, actually, you know, because times can be tough, and the art sometimes also is the thing that gets shelved or, you know, takes a knock. But I think lots of us realise that it's very important in our lives to have interaction with the arts and with music and dance and things that bring us joy. And actually sometimes it can be out of our reach financially. So we work very hard with some fantastic supporters to put on a free event.
It certainly is wonderful. Now, I'm going to ask you for some contact details before too long for people to find out more about the First Light Festival. But just a reminder to everybody that it's taking place on the 22nd and 23rd of June in Lowestoft, in all sorts of venues, as we've been talking about. So absolutely phenomenal. Something for everybody to get involved with if you like music, literature, film. There's participation that's there for you. And also, Genevieve, I see that there's poetry as well. That sounds good.
Yes. For the last few years, we've had a zone called First Word, and that's curated for us by a really brilliant, pretty local poet called Luke Wright. And we have a fantastic roster of different poets, comedians, and what's called spoken word artists in that zone. So I'm really looking forward to some of those. We've got a great young woman called Holly McNish coming. I think she'll be a highlight for many people. And then from much nearer, someone that people might know, John Osborne, he's a Norwich poet, also great. And Luke himself is, you know, definitely worth coming along to see. So there's a huge amount actually in that zone.
Now, what sort of times are we talking about on the 22nd and 23rd of June? What time does it start and what time does it run to, approximately?
Well, approximately on the Saturday, we start with a lovely parade. And the parade will be leaving East Point Pavilion at around 11:30 on the Saturday morning. And that will promenade with lots of people involved in it. We've got some nice puppets and some music. That will go down onto the beach and arrive at the beach at around noon. And then at noon, everything kicks off. And on the beach, everything runs till dusk, which is 9:30 on the Saturday night. Then we come back later on in other venues from like 10 o'clock. You can go into all these other venues and see jazz or DJ music, the comedy. And then at dawn, we're on the beach again. From about 3:30 in the morning, because dawn is a very special part of the festival. We've got music, we've got visual art. We've also got a walk going on this year at dawn with St. Elizabeth Hospice, what's called an in-memory walk. And that kicks off at around 4 a.m. in the morning. And then you have to keep your stamina going after dawn. You can have a little lie down. And then we start again on the Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we run till 4 o'clock when the festival ends. So, you know, some people can come and do the whole lot, but of course other people might dip in.
It sounds, as I say, something for everybody. Now, can we give out some contact details about how people can find out more about the festival itself taking place on the 22nd and 23rd of June, the First Light Lowestoft Festival?
Yes, a good thing to do is to look at our website, which is just firstlightlowestoft.com, firstlightlowestoft.com, and you can also go onto the website and actually sign up to get sort of alerts from us as well, which is quite a good way of keeping in touch and knowing what's going on. Or you could look on Facebook, which is just at First Light Lowestoft, and Instagram, I think we're at First Light Lowestoft as well.
Can't be bad, can't be bad. Now, I note also that you have science involvement as well this year. And this sounds like something which is going to appeal to a lot of people, I would have thought.
Yes. Well, what's new this year is that we're bringing all of our science down onto the beach. So we've had some science going on in previous years, but this year we're making a bigger beach zone. And we've got some fantastic partners like the Natural History Museum, and they bring all sorts of artifacts that are really fascinating and relate to the East Suffolk coast. We have another fantastic organisation called CFAS, who have their base in Lowestoft, and all their work is about deep sea marine science. So that will be really interesting. We're working with UEA. We've got a very interesting production called Dodo Phoenix Butterfly, which is a kind of climate think piece of drama, so there'll be some drama and then conversation about that. And we have the Norwich Astronomical Society with us as well, so they always bring really interesting kind of information and artifacts and things for people to have a go at. The science area is very hands-on. And then we have another element of that, which is about power, actually, because this coast is turning into a sort of energy coast, and so we think it's very interesting for people to be able to talk to some of the power providers, ask them some questions, see what they're up to, what's affecting our lives. And then also kind of linked to our science zone, which is really about sustainability in lots of ways, we've got a new zone this year, which is called Charity Supermarket, which is all about sustainability in clothes and fashion. And we're working with four charities to bring some of their best sort of pre-loved clothes. And we'll have a sale going on there and also a community catwalk as well.
Sounds absolutely great. Now, the amount of involvement that local organisations are obviously in helping with the festival itself, and I think that's wonderful to bring so many people together. I mean, I see you've even involved with the Royal Norfolk and Suffolk Yacht Club. What are you going to be doing with them?
Well, they're helping us actually with putting people up, so some people will be staying there. And it's such a beautiful building. It really sort of shows off a lovely part of Lowestoft. So some of our artists will be staying there. But we're also hosting our jazz trio on the Saturday night, which should be great. So you know, come along. I think it's... I think it's sort of 9:30, doors open, and then 10 o'clock we've got Jazz Unlimited trio playing.
As I say, something for everybody. I think it's absolutely wonderful. Now, can we give out those contact details again for our listeners who would like to find out more, literally, about this year's festival on the 22nd and 23rd of June?
Yes, it's www.firstlightlowestoft, all one thing, .com, and then you'll see everything on there, and First Light Lowestoft for Facebook and for Instagram as well.
Now, I note that the festival this year is inspired by cardinal points. That's interesting.
Yes, well, the thing about Lowestoft is, you know, it is the most easterly place in the country, and so the idea of looking at the cardinal points, north, south, east and west, kind of came to us because it gives us an opportunity to sort of talk a little bit more about the fact that we're in the most easterly place, and also to draw some sort of creative inspiration from that. And so some of our events have been inspired by the cardinal points, sort of thinking about our place on the edge of you know, the country and on the North Sea, and thinking about ourselves in relationship to other places in the country, thinking about things like walking. So we've got a wonderful large sculpture this year by an artist called Lawrence Edwards, and it's a big bronze sculpture. It's called Walking Men, and it's got a series of these bigger than life-size men, which should look fantastic on the beach. And we have a sort of community music event that always opens the festival for us, which mixes school children, professional musicians, choirs, and this year they're inspired by the song House of the Rising Sun, and it's going to be a Lowestoft version. So again, that kind of, you know, links to the theme. And we'll be having our art installation up in the gardens, and again that will be responding to the idea of cardinal points, and that's called Weather Vane this year, which immediately conjures up that north, south, east and west image. And it'll be really interesting to see how artists from the area and a bit further afield are responding to that theme. So lots of things linking to that north, south, east and west that are threaded through the festival.
Well, it's very interesting that. And those Kensington Gardens that you mentioned there, I mean, that's a great area of Lowestoft, isn't it?
It really is, yes. It's beautifully tended. You've got a fantastic boating pond, a very nice cafe. That's all year round, you know, never mind the festival. But it's a great spot, and it's got a sort of sunken area as well. It's so nicely maintained, and I suppose it gives a real feel of, you know, the sort of pleasure gardens of yesterday in a way. It's a bit of a gem, I would say, for the town.
Absolutely, it is. Genevieve, can I thank you very much for joining us live here on East Point Radio today? Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
And for telling us so much about the First Light Festival, which once again is on this year between the 22nd and 23rd of June. Something for everybody in the Lowestoft area. So many thanks, Genevieve. And can I say that all your hard work, I'm sure, will be appreciated by lots and lots of people.
Thank you.
There we've been talking to Genevieve Christie, who's the CEO of the First Light Festival in Lowestoft, all part of our feature
Anglia
In Focus,
right here on East Point Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.